Lekavod HaRav, is there anything wrong with touching my brothers? We are all over the age of bar bas mitzvah. How about the brother that is married? Also, what type of relationship should a brother-in-law, sister-in-law have? Should one not talk to one's opposite gender, brother, sister-in-law? Can you talk casually with them, play a game, joke around? Is it considered the same as any random opposite gender? If yes, how is it possible to keep the same tzniyus, not talking? Thank you. Anonymous from, I guess this is Pennsylvania. First of all, brothers and sisters having physical contact, the Rambam says is not a proper thing to do. There is a question whether it is prohibited or not, since a brother and sister, the physical contact is most of the time not with sexual overtones, and usually does not lead to that. And therefore, some say that it is similar to the physical contact of a father and a daughter, or a grandfather and a daughter, or a mother and a son, and so on. It's not exactly like that, and therefore it should be avoided, whether it is prohibited or not, and therefore in times of great need, embarrassment or whatever may be permitted. But under normal circumstances, a brother and sister should not kiss or hug. And it doesn't make a difference if they're married or not married. Brother-in-law and sister-in-law are just like anyone else, and since they are family members, it'd be normal to be able to carry on a normal conversation with them, to speak casually with them, and to function as any family member functions with another family member. On the other hand, to have kalas rosh and schok, which is prohibited between any members of the opposite gender, would apply to them also.